Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and today in Mishnah Yomi land, we are learning chapter 6 of Nedarim, Mishnayot 6 and 7. So Mishnah Vav, Hanoder min habasar. Someone takes a vow against the meat. So Mutter berotev, he could still drink the gravy. Understand if they made some sort of, pot roast or meat that's cooked in the pots, the serving bowl, he could still drink that stuff. Uva kippa. And the kippah here is not a hat that we wear as a symbol of our duty to Hashem, who is above us, but it's like the jellied meat gunk. You know, when you put the chicken or the meat in the refrigerator and some of the fats and juices sort of congeal or they gel up. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Rabbi Yehuda says that is actually forbidden. It's included in basar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda adds proof for his words. Maisa, there was an actual event. The Usser a lie, and he forbade me, Rabbi Tarfon, his Rebbe, Rabbi Tarfon, forbade me when he had made a neder against meat. He had, God forbid, became a vegan temporarily, and he couldn't eat meat. And Rabbi Tarfon said, you're not even allowed to eat beitzim, eggs, shenid bashlimo, that were cooked in the same pot with meat. So Rabbi Yehuda has some proof for his opinion, but Amrulo, they said back to him, v'chena davar, was that really the situation? Is it really the same thing? Amatai, when did Rabbi Tarfon's din apply that you couldn't even eat eggs, which are obviously not meat, they're parv, they're cooked with meat? When was that? Bizman Shiyomar, when the person said, Basar Zay Alai. When he said, I'm forbidden from this particular piece of meat or this particular side of beef. Now, in that case, anything cooked with the Basar Zay, with this specific piece of meat, anything that absorbs the taste we're about to see, would be forbidden because it has the taste of the forbidden item. As the Mishnah explains, shen noder min adavar, someone makes a neder against a specific item, v'nit arav ba'acher, and it gets mixed up into something else, im yesh bo benotein tam, if in the final mixture or the object taken from that mixture, you can taste the forbidden item, usser, then it's forbidden. So in this case, there were eggs cooked with the specific piece of meat Rabbi Yehuda had made a neder against. And Rabbi Tarfon was telling him, if those eggs have a little taste of that meat, if it's at all tasteable, then they are forbidden, because the taste of something forbidden is also forbidden. Now on this topic, let's go into Mishnah Zayin, a noder min hayayin. Someone makes a neder against wine. Mutter betavshil sheyesh bo tam yayin. He can still have a cooked food that has some wine added for flavoring. The wine isn't extant, it's not liquid wine as the broth, but they added some wine when they were cooking it, and you can taste it. Now the Mishnah compares to a case that reminds us of Rabbi Yehuda's case. Amar, what if he said, Konam, a ban, yayin zay, this specific bottle or barrel of cup of wine, she'eni tom, I will not taste it, v'nafo letavshil, and then somebody knocked that cup of wine into his cholent, im yeshbo benoten tam, if you could taste any of that particular wine in the cooked dish, Hare Zay Usser. He can't have any of that cooked food, even if Lamaisa, you can't see the wine, you can't see any coloration or any indication there was wine there, but if he could taste the forbidden wine, that specific wine, he couldn't have any of it. And the Mishnah adds, Anodir min anovim, someone takes a neder against grapes. Mutter b'yayin, he could still drink wine, it's no longer considered grapes. Min azeitim, if his vow was against the olives. Mutter b'shemen, he's allowed to have olive oil. People don't call olive oil olives. It's been quite refined and processed. It's not the same thing. Amar konem zeitim ve'anavim. He says a ban on olives and grapes. Elu, these ones, these specific ones, like he's pointing to specific ones, she'eni toyim, that I will not taste of them. Asur behen, he's forbidden not only to eat the olives and grapes as they are, uv'yotze behen, and also whatever comes out of them. So whatever liquid is extracted from them would also be forbidden, because again, he has banned specific olives or grapes, not olives or grapes generally. Yashar kochachem.